Okay, here we are. It's May 3rd, World Press Freedom Day, and we're here, Inner City Press, at the Southern District of New York Courthouse. We're covering the closing arguments in the Hezbollah trial of Alexei Saab, but for today, we have a trifecta of sports stories. Yesterday, we covered the NFL case, Brian Flores suing for racial discrimination. Since we did our report, which you can find online, the NFL has cleared itself of Cleveland Browns coach Hugh Jackson's claim that he was paid to tank games. That's Mary Jo White issuing the report, clearing the NFL. She's a former prosecutor of the SDNY, and now you can see why Flores doesn't want to agree to arbitration by the NFL. Also, the horse racing case continues. Navarro, Seth Fishman, Lisa Giannelli. And on May 6th, there will be a bail revocation hearing for Terrence Williams, former NBA player, in the Sebastian Telfair case. We'll be there. We'd be remiss if we didn't give hats off to Josh Gerstein of Politico with this Supreme Court leak scoop. Whether that's the real decision, time will tell. But will the Second Circuit start leaking? Today, the Second Circuit will hear the sentencing appeal of Keith Raniere and Claire Bronfman of Nixium sex cult fame. We'll be covering that as well. But now, and as an interim, between the legal and the global scene, Judge Gorenstein, magistrate judge here in the SDNY, has allowed Latham to get out of representing VTD Bank, that Russian bank on its role in the shootdown of a plane over Ukraine. But they've told the bank, you better get new lawyers or you'll be in default. Interesting. Now, the UN is a sinkhole. Antonio Guterres is bouncing around West Africa telling lies. He was palling around with Niger's president, who was only put in power by a billionaire and his 100 4x4s. But it's World Press Freedom Day, and we've so far covered Michelle Bachelet's entirely hypocritical statement in Geneva. She did nothing about the UN throwing Intercity Press out and banning it still, and we've asked the U.S. mission to the UN, which today at 12:45, Linda Thomas-Greenfield holds a press conference projecting her great work in May. Well, we've written last week asking for access to the press conference. Intercity Press, which covers the UN more stories a day than the people inside. Will they answer? Watch this space. Happy World Press Freedom Day.